This is KUT. Some public schools in South Austin are teaching students how to become the next business leaders. They've implemented an entrepreneur curriculum for kindergartners through senior year, the first in the nation. The district unveiled the entire program at Crockett High School yesterday. KUT's Kate McGee reports.
What in the world can elementary school students learn about being an entrepreneur? First grader Campbell Clemens says she's already learned a lot, like how to make and sell things. This year, her class made leaf people.
Leaf people is we get the leaves off the tree, real leaves, and then we glue them onto a paper, and then we make their faces, and then we sell them.
Campbell goes to Cunningham Elementary, which is one of two elementary schools with what's called a micro society. Each grade runs a different type of business to learn various skills, communication, or how to empathize with others. By the time students get to fifth grade, they run the micro society. There's a mayor and city manager. Fifth graders also run a school radio station. In middle school, students learn how to code and build websites and video games. In high school, students learn more concrete ways to run a business. In their junior year, they'll create an idea and pitch it to actual investors, like the TV show Shark Tank. Investors will fund the projects, which students will run their senior year. Isa Castillo is a freshman in the program.
There's no teachers nagging you to do your work. It's you get it done or you don't have a product to give to your client or customer.
Crockett High School principal Craig Shapiro says the program prepares students for the future in real ways.
Kids today want to see why they're learning what they're learning. And they get to practice the soft skills and still learn all of the TEKS that are required by the state, but do it in such a way that they're now performance rather than just taking a test and getting a grade back and forth.
Most of the program is paid for by the company Bizarre Voice, with some federal and district money too. Kate McGee, KUT News.